Exactly 20 minutes to three. Time for some sound advice. He is the gadget detective, well known on this show. It's Fevzy. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
And you. Very exciting news because we'll talk about this in a little while, but you're launching a brand new podcast on your website. So, before we get around to that, though, it's a couple of gadgets this week, I believe, that you say are designed to help people get the best from our existing technology, maybe if that technology is a little bit limited, shall we say.
Yeah, so because there's always this push now to have things being sort of sleek and slim, sometimes some very practical things get left off technology. So each of these two gadgets solve an example of that problem. So the first gadget of the week is from a company called Anker. It's called the Anker 777 Apex, and it's what's called a Thunderbolt docking station. So this is for use with a modern computer, typically a modern laptop, could be a Windows laptop, that has one of these whiz-bang new Thunderbolt connectors on it. Now, the problem is, because manufacturers want to cut costs and also make the devices as slim and svelte as possible, a whole bunch of very useful ports or connectors are now missing off even high-end laptops. And it's a real pain because, you can't do what you need to do. Let's say you're into your photography. So you take 1,000 pictures and you take the little memory card out, and guess what? There's no slot to pop it into. Or you want to connect an external monitor, or two, or even three, but there aren't the ports to do it with. And then you've got this ugly charger and all the rest of it. So this device, what it does is a single wire connects from the Thunderbolt docking station to the Thunderbolt 4 port on the laptop. It replaces everything. So first of all, you can do away with the charger because it can deliver 90 watts of power. Wow. And it can charge it through the 90. So just imagine you've got a laptop, you've got this dock with a gazillion things connected to it on your desk. Yeah. But then when you want to pick up your laptop and go, you just unplug one cable and off you go, and then come back and plug in one cable. So this, the sort of connectors that you then get access to is, as I say, you can connect up to three monitors, screens at one time. So why would you want to do that? Maybe you want to watch a video feed on one thing, maybe you want your Twitter feed on something else, maybe you want to be writing software or a letter on the other one. And you've seen it looks like NASA mission control, right? You get a screen in front of you and a screen to left and right, but it can be really useful, and people become far more productive when they've got this going on, because they're not continually flipping across stuff. So you've got up to three monitors can be connected. You've got a wired in the Ethernet port. So, Wi-Fi is great, it's convenient, but if you're doing streaming, there's nothing that beats a cable. And Ethernet has almost disappeared off modern laptops, the actual connector, so that you can have a cable that runs directly into your router when you want it. Doesn't stop you using the Wi-Fi when you want to, but it just gives you a more stable connection. So let's say I'm connecting to you via ISDN, but if I was doing it via, Zoom or something, I would certainly want a wired connection for security, that I'm going to get the best connection.
It's true that Fevzy, because quite often doing the job that I do, or we do here, we work more and more from home now. So three monitors, for instance, if you've got a home studio and you're a broadcaster, that is becoming the norm now. And also, you're saying there about plugging directly into the router. We sometimes have to do that if we're transferring stuff on Dropbox or WeTransfer or something like that. You just can't beat, as you say, plugging straight into it. And sometimes if your Wi-Fi is, a bit dodgy or whatever, the difference in speed, it's just phenomenal. So it's lovely to know that, we can sort of carry on doing that via...
You can put it all back, yeah. And it's not just the speed, but it's the stability of the connection. That's the thing. Yeah. It doesn't matter if someone fires up their microwave or next door's Wi-Fi starts interfering with yours, or little Johnny in the corner starts streaming 4K video gaming whilst you're trying to do a broadcast or something like that. You can actually do it, and you can set it so it has priority. You've got the fast SD card memory card slot. So as I say, if you've got video or still camera footage on there, you can just put that through, and you get four additional USB-A ports, which are the traditional types of ports that mice and keyboards and all the rest of it plugs in. And you've got a USB-C port, which is also power delivery, which means that it can charge up your tablet or your phone easily, so you get extra charging ports on there.
Nice.
Not terribly cheap, £359.
Yeah, that was my next question, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, to be honest with you, for the you know, when they miss those ports off, you know, they're kind of making cost savings. So you're really putting that cost back in. And you're putting it in a way that gives you great convenience, because then you've got this lovely svelte laptop when you want it out and about, and you've got this great connectivity, but you don't have to plug in a dozen cables into your laptop when you come back, just the one cable. And it's a super fast Thunderbolt 4 cable, 40 gigabits per second. So for all of those reasons, 4 stars out of 5. The website is uk.anker.com. Anker is spelled A-N-K-E-R, by the way.
Okay. I want to talk to you about your podcast, so we'll move on now to the second gadget of the week, if we can.
Sure. So this is something that makes your television experience better. So TV sets have become much more advanced, you know, since we've had flat screens TVs. They've got bigger in size, better in resolution. You've got 4K screens, even 8K screens, and they're getting thinner and thinner. And that's great. And some of them are even what are called smart TVs that can stream. But there are two problems. The thinner the TV set, the worse the quality of the speakers that are built into it, because there's just physics. You know, you can change the laws of physics. As the TV gets thinner, the depth of the cone, it gets shallower, and the ability to produce good, powerful, bass-rich frequencies is diminished. So, you know, you can buy a TV set for £5,000 and have really crummy sound. Brilliant picture, but crummy sound. Now, not everyone's going to go for the option of sort of 5.1 or 7.1 surround sound, where you've got all these speakers all around the room and then you can hear the jets going over your head and all of that. It's great, but, you know, our partners will often not put up with that sort of thing. And so this is a compromise, or rather this is a solution. It gives you two things. The other problem, let me give you the other problem and then I'll tell you how this solves that one as well. Most TVs are dumb TVs. That's to say they don't connect to the internet and you're stuck with, you know, Freeview and so forth, or whatever you plug in externally. Some TVs are smart TVs in that they have the gubbins within them to connect to the internet and let you have iPlayer and all the rest of it. Now, the problem with the built-in stuff, the built-in smart circuits, is that the companies that make them are really, really bad at keeping them up to date, you know, the software in them. And every year, iPlayer, BBC, produce a list of TVs that are no longer compatible with iPlayer, and similarly, they are no longer compatible with the latest version of Netflix and Amazon Prime TV and all the rest of it, because it's not their main business. They're used to selling you an object and forgetting you. Now, this item has got the streaming technology in it, and it's from a company who's best known for their streaming solutions. So they will just keep it up to date and up to date and up to date. It's far more flexible, and it will have a far better life. So this is called the Roku Stream Bar, R-O-K-U, Stream Bar, all one word. So it is a set of speakers. It's got a center speaker, it's got stereo speakers left and right, and it's got a bass subwoofer in it. So it's what's called a 3.1 surround sound system. So you've got center speaker for the dialogue, you've got stereo speakers for the stereo effects left to right, and then you've got the bass frequencies. It is, you know, a large light year ahead of any sort of speaker that would be built into a television set. Yeah. So it gives you that. And it's got all the streaming gubbins built into it as well, because that's what Roku are known for. So it will stream in HD, 4K, high dynamic range. All you can do is plug it into a spare HDMI port on your TV set, and then you've got access to Netflix, iPlayer, Disney Plus. I mean, if some of these services are free, if they're subscription services, obviously you must still pay for the subscription. ITV Hub, all the Apple TV, Prime, all of that. It's also got voice search on it, so you can just push the button on the remote control and just ask it for, let's say, I don't know, Snow White. And the really nice thing is, because Roku is agnostic, and what I mean by that, I mean in a religious sense, I mean it is not Amazon trying to promote their Amazon Prime content. It's not Apple trying to promote Apple content. So when you do a search on one of those devices, you get their stuff at the top of the list, and sometimes only their stuff in the list.
Right.
Whereas with this, it will give you everything that it finds across all the different platforms. And you can often see, well, you know, you can get the same thing, but it's better quality there, or it's cheaper there, you know, to stream that one or download it, whatever you want to do. So it's quite a special device. I've never seen a speaker combined with a streamer before, but it makes a lot of sense. It's £130.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? And, and the sound quality is really good for that price. Now, you don't get the back speakers, but then you don't have to trail cables across, you know, try and put them under your carpet or you know, all the rest of it. And that gets much more bulky, space-consuming and expensive. This is a really good upgrade to the standard. This is the sort of speakers that a television set should have built into it. And because you've got that center speaker, that makes the dialogue much clearer. And it's got a really nice function where, you know how the adverts seem to be so much louder than the programs? Yeah. It's not actually, the peak is no more. It's just compressed so that all the audio is in the sort of top 5% of the volume band, as it were. It realizes when that's happening and it brings it back down for you. So you don't have this situation where you have to turn it down for the adverts and turn it back up to hear the dialogue. And because you've got that center speaker, the dialogue is much clearer anyway.
How many stars are you giving it then?
4.5 stars out of 5.
Nice.
And nothing ever gets 5.
Now then, all this stuff, if you listen to Fevzy on this show every week with his gadget advice, this is all going to be in a podcast now. And I want to get a quick plug in for this. This is available via your website, is that right?
Well, it's everywhere. So everywhere that
it's on all the platforms as well.
Yeah, so you know, you can go to gadgetdetective.com and you can certainly see it there and download it there. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you normally get your podcast. Even the Amazon Echo speaker where you speak her name, which I won't say. If you say Alexi.
Yes.
If you say Alexi, and it's not necessarily Russian, and then you say play Gadget Detective Podcast, it will do that. But what I would much rather you do is go to, say, you know, Apple Podcasts and subscribe there, and then you'll get it every episode, because sometimes it's like 3 episodes a week.
Mm. Oh, really?
So, okay. Can be, yeah. Hey. I talk a lot.
Hey, listen, we're all guilty of that. And talk about value for money, up to 3 a week. Brilliant. Okay. So you know where to head to. Fevzy, as ever, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Really good to have you on.
BBC Radio Sussex.